For Vava, there were beginning seven Samach tests, which we'll discuss the din pertaining to the afternoon filo of Mincha. Halacha Aleph. Amr Reb Chelba, the Gemara says, Reb Chelba said, Amr Reb Hona, in the name of Reb Hona, La'ilim Yizhar Adam and Tfilas HaMincha, wants to be very careful with davening Mincha. Shari Lo'inon El-Yo was not answered by the Eivishter, El Tfilas HaMincha, specifically in the time of davening Mincha. Shneem, as the Pasuk says, in regard to the test with the Nabi Abal, Vahiba, Lisa Mincha was in time of the Mincha, Vahigash El-Yo, at that point El-Yo stood up to daven to the Eivishter and pulled through with his side of the test. Why is Tfilas Mincha so chashuv that the Eivishter responds then, and that's why Eliyahu davened in that time? There's a set time for davening shachas, but in the morning when he gets up from his bed, and he can daven in the morning before he gets busy with all his dealings throughout the day. And Tfilas Arvis Balaylos Mana Yadua also has a set time that has a specific time. When he comes home, he's not busy anymore with all the businesses he's doing throughout the day. As opposed to davening minchas, it's smack in the middle of the day when the light is still, it's the light outside. But I'm talking about a person still in the middle, busy with all his zachen, all his businesses. But who lost him a libra? He has to take to heart and take note. And belief in his mekalas sakav, turn away from all his dealings. It was spal and daven. Therefore, its schar is so great. Halacha base. And now we're going to deal with what is the time, the opportune time for daven. Ikas man avetesha shoyes mechza bil milo. Now we'll see that it's in the 9.5 hours from when day begins. Okay, so we'll soon see at the end of this. If he's going to discuss that the day is split, shoyes manias are from. From Netzachama until the Shkia, we split that into 8 portions, and sometimes they could be, if the day is exactly 12 hours, 24-hour day, so then it's going to come out to exact hour like our clock hours. But generally, in the summer, the days are longer, the sun's out for longer, and the Mela, these 12 portions, each one will have more than an hour. So they're called Shai Zmanis, they're timely hours, basically. And they're measured based on the time, based on the season, and how long the days are, the nights are. So 9.5 hours from such a day, that's called Mincha Ktana. And the reason it's called Mincha Ktana is because there's very little time left until the end of the day, until Shkia. And that it's 2.5 hours to Shkia. That's Mincha Ktana. And that's when Lechatchila is the time, according to Reb Shlomo Gansri, that's the best time to daven Mincha. That's the right time to daven Mincha. Why? Because Tfila is connected to Karbanos Tiknum. And the Karban Tam Shalbein Arbaim was generally brought 2.5 hours before Shkia Sachama. Now, in specific days, they would bring the Karban Tam Shalbein Arbaim much earlier. They were allowed to bring the Karban Tam Shalbein Arbaim from 30 minutes after Chatzais. From 30 minutes, it's called Sheisha, it's from Mechza O'Maila. It's from, if it's 12 hours, if it's split into 12 hours, so exactly Chatzais is exactly in the middle, it's 6 hours. So 30 minutes of Shoyz Mani is after Chatzais. At that point, they would bring a specific carbon television Shabbat Arbaim in a case, L'mashal, if Erev Pesach fell out on Erev Shabbos. So they have to bring the carbon Pesach early. They have to bring carbon television Shabbat Arbaim early in order to be able to bring the carbon Pesach after Karban Tam Shalbein Arbaim. And you have to bring all the Karbanos of all the Psachim of Bnei Yisrael before, they should have enough time not only to finish the Karban before it becomes Shabbos, they should be able to have enough time to take it home and roast the Karban Pesach before Shabbos. And therefore, they were mocked in the Karban Tam Shalbein Arbaim to Shei Shais V'Mechza, that means 30 minutes after Chatzayit. And therefore, Dr. Tom Gansfried, when a person is pressed for time, he has to go out for a journey. He needs to sit down for a suda. He's not allowed to do it before Mincha, as we'll see later on. Then he's allowed to daven after 6.5 hours for as many as of the day. Because there's a lot of time. It's called Mincha Gdoyla, the big Mincha. There's a lot of time until 6. The Hemshel Zmana, now, that's when you start the Zman Mincha, either Mincha Gdoyla or Mincha Ktana, as we said. And till what time can you daven? It's until Plaga Mincha. Plaga Mincha, below Yosef. Is that what Nikra Plaga Mincha? Plaga Mincha is you take the amount of time that's left from Mincha Ktana until the end of the day. So we said Mincha Ktana is 2.5 hours before Shkia, so you split that in half. That's why it's called plag mincha. It's half of the time of mincha, and it's an hour and a quarter before shkia. At that point, you have to stop davening mincha lechatchila. V'achatzim is ki b'shas mincha ktana adlay l'shtei shalosh mechza. V'achatzim is a half of the duration of the time left between of mincha ktana. You split. It's called shav revis. It's an hour and a quarter. Or b'di'evad b'shas atchak yachal ispal at tzeis kachavim. B'di'evad you could daven mincha till tzeis kachavim. The minig is many in most congregations. They have mincha until the night, and we're not going to go through the whole machlokes of in the machlokes in Mishnah. But b'chol of mashna gea is the gea plaga mincha. There's a machlokes if you could start Chacham and Rabbi Yehuda, if you could start already davening ma'ir from plaga mincha. And that's already called night. You can't daven mincha anymore. The other day is you're allowed to daven mincha until the night. So Chacham say you can do either one of the days, but you have to follow through with the day, with one day, which means you can't do tant in the sas. So if you daven mincha after plaga mincha, it means when it's already within the hour and a quarter before shkia, then you cannot daven ma'ariv until it says completely, because you're held like one day that that point is still considered day, and vice versa. If you halacha and these shois are not referring to the way it is on our clock. They're called shois manias, timely hours. The hainu lefi erech hayoyim, it's based on and in relativity to the day from zricha sachama ad shkia, so from when the sun rises until shkia. And you split it into 12 parts, portions. For example, if the day the sun is going to be out for 18 hours. So then, as a shah mechza, nechsev is l'shah. An hour and a half, that's considered a shah's manis. Now, halacha gimel. Also, l'chask lechel, afilu suda ktana, samach mincha ktana. Now, this is the psak of the Ramah. The Mechaber says you can't start eating when it's ready mincha gdoyla, because that's l'chatchil d'zman, according to the Mechaber, and the Grah Ayuchit Haltas. But according to the Ramah, it says that the ikar zman mincha is mincha ktana, the one that's closer to shkia. So only before that, you're not allowed to start eating the suda. V'samach, what is considered samach, that you're not allowed to start eating a suda? A half an hour before, I mean 3 hours before shkia, shalos manias, you're not allowed to start eating. If he's not establishing himself for a suda, official suda, he's eating casually in a temporary way, he's eating, whether it's he's drinking or eating peyres, there are those that are more lenient, but one should be careful even with peyres and mezainis, or even you should. Same deal, you're not allowed to go into a bathhouse. You're not allowed to take a haircut close to the mincha ktana. However, this is for a merchatz and a haircut. Oh, seuda gdoila, if you're sitting down, establishing yourself for official big seuda, specifically a seuda's mitzvah, keep going, so it's nisuyin, it's a marriage, a bris mila, the kadayma, also lahaskal afilu samach le mincha gdoila. Then you're not allowed to start from mincha gdoila, which mincha gdoila is really shei shayis mechza. So it's a half an hour after chatzais, but we said you're not allowed to samach, that means you're not allowed to even start a half an hour before from chatzais, you're not allowed to sit down by such a seuda. El yamtinu ad zman mincha gdoila. They should not start by four chatzais. They should rather wait until it becomes mincha gdoila. They should daven mincha beispalu kain masuda and then sit down for the meal. B'bankim shkarim lebeis haknesses. If they're in a place where there's a klapper, a shul klapper that invites all the people to shul and reminds them to come, and it's his steger, he's accustomed to going davening b'tzibur mincha. He's allowed to start a seuda ktana. Before mincha ktana, as we said, even though we said you're not allowed to bach, v'gam achar kach, and he's allowed to start even afterwards. B'bachem yad shekayim beis haknesses yafsik mashu oisek leispalo. Providing that as soon as the shul klapper comes, reminds him time to go to shul, he stops his suda. However, suda gdoila, which is migra gari, is going to schlep into a big suda mitzvah. Samachem mincha ktana also lahaschal filu mak mashkayim beis haknesses. Even if it's in a place where they will remind him and schlep him and remind him to come to shul, he's not allowed to start a suda gdoila, which we described earlier as a suda bris mila or a suda nisoyin. Even if it's samachem mincha for sure in mincha ktana and a filu samachem mincha gdoila yes lahachmer. Even in mincha gdoila, there's place to be machmer, even though, despite the fact that you have a veker that's going to remind you to come to mincha. Halacha dalet. L'tfilas mincha tzrichim gam ken until siyudayim ad haperek, k'mo l'tfilas shachris. You have to wash your hand until the joint, until the wrist. just like Shachris. Save Hey and Save Vav, as it's explained over here. V'chein l'tfilas Ma'ariv as well. Im hifzik achar Mincha, if you didn't daven it right after Mincha, then you also have to wash your hands. V'chein l'musaf, im hifzik achar Shachris, if it's Shabbos, and you made a hefzik between Shachris and Musaf, you stop for something, or Rish Chodesh, then tzarich litul yadav, because Yadai Maskani is saying, even though it's not as severe as Tfil Shachris, that these days, that's why you make Al Tfil Yadayim for this Netilas Yadayim, but it's still Netilas Yadayim, and hands have to be washed with the halachas, as explained over there earlier in Simen Yud Beis, of the Kli and the Koyach Gavra, etc., and the type of water. Halacha, hey, Ein Leimer Ashrei Shal Koy de Mincha Ad Sheyiyye Minyan Beis HaKnas. One should not start saying Ashrei, which is and followed by Tehillah LeDavid, the capital afterwards, so capital Kuf Mem Dalet, until you have the entire mincha together. The etzem, the first kaddish that you're saying at the beginning of mincha is being said on the tefillah that they said basara together with ten. V'im amru asher b'loy minyan, if they said asher without a minyan, v'chakek nishlam a minyan, and after they completed asher, then a minyan the tenth came. Then yemer eizem mizmer, you should say epes a smaller kapitel. V'chakek yemer shlich tzibur kaddish. Then the shlich tzibur could say kaddish because the kaddish is on the mizmer that the people said that dafka b'minyan. Yes, shlich tzibur l'sada b'talis. This is not our minig. We're not in l'sada b'talis for mincha and ma'ariv. Koydim asher shaloy lahavzik ben asher l'kaddish. He shouldn't put on the talis between Asher and the Kaddish, not to make a hefzik, because the Kaddish is on the Ashrei. Rather, if he's putting on a talis, he should do it early. If the talis came afterwards that they put on the Chvoy Datzibur, so then he should put it on right away and then wrap himself in the talis and say afterwards another few psukim to make the kaddish on. Halacha vav, ima shat chuka v'karav l'layla. Now, what happens? And we're going to talk about a mincha k'tzara. Okay. What happens is time is very pressing, and it's very close to close to tzeis. Maschol shliach tzibur miyad acher kaddish shmanesu v'kol ram. Now, what's going to happen is the chasen is going to start. Not wait for a shtila shmanesu. He's going to do a hoicha shmanesu. He's going to start baruch to Hashem, and everyone's going to respond. They do not start yet. They listen, they say Nakdishach with him until they answer Amen after Akela Kaddish. Amen, and then she continues davening silently, and they begin their silent Shmanesri. What happens? It's even pressed more than that. That means if they were afraid, if they're going to wait silently and answer the shliach tzibur, the chazan's kedusha, etc., then what's going to happen is they won't have enough time for them to start afterwards shmonesrei and daven when it's still daytime. They could stel zach to daven with this hoicha shmonesrei. And they should say together with the chazan adakel hakadosh as if they're the chazan. They say together with him. It's best, even in such a case, there should be at least one person that's answering amen after the chazan and after with all the people that are saying together with him. If this person that's standing and answering amen, he's able to daven quicker than them. That's why he will make it before the end of the day to daven his mincha or his palkar, or he had already davened.
He comes into the shul and he finds them already davening shmanesrei of mincha. He shtelts of shmanesrei and ashrei. He shouldn't waste his time. He shouldn't say use his time to say ashrei. He'll say achre after shmanesrei because the ikar inyan of the minyan is to daven shmanesrei bitzibur. Also by shachris does it. If he's going to start davening now shmanesrei in the same time that they're davening shmanesrei, what's going to happen is he's going to lose the nakdishach. Because the chazan is maybe farther down the line, and he's going to still be in middle shemnesu when the chazan afterwards starts selling shemnesu and gets the grusha. However, the flip side is if he's going to wait until the chazan starts the hoicha shmanesrei and says nakdisha, and then he'll start a silent davening, then we're afraid he's going to lose mantfila. It's going to be too late for him to daven quietly. Then yamtin bisfal b'lachash ima shliach tzibur b'chazar zafila milam mila. What he should do is wait until the chazan starts the hoicha shmanesrei, and he should daven together with the chazan word by word. he should shel zech shmenaseh with the chazan and say it together with him. Imar kol nosach hakdusha, he should say it as if he's a chazan. The gamla dor v'dor, which is the not in lubavitch nosach dor v'dor kedushas chanaktish etzarach k'moishu oimer, like the chazan saying v'yisayim imar b'shav v'pirkas nosach. Okay, lakadosh v'pirkas shmenat v'lo. He's daven the entire davening together with the chazan, as well as gamoydim yomer b'shav. He should say moydim in the same time as the chazan. They sheishchem atzibur, so he should also bow together with the tzibur, not be mafred atzim on atzibur. Rak v'yoyim, even though be'etzem the main chiyuv of davening with the minyan or answering over the chazan is shemayat tefillah, etc. But also moydim you should do together. Rak v'yoyim tainas tzibur. The only exclusion and loophole to this case is in a yom of tainas tzibur, he shouldn't say lo yomer mashliach tzibur anenu elo yomer b'shemayat tefillah k'mon shar yafid. He shouldn't say anenu with the chazan. The chazan does it after Kehil HaKadosh over there, in the earlier brachas by God Israel, and he does it by Shema Tefillah like any other yachid, any other personal davening, as opposed to the chazan. V'chein reitzlis bal ma'ariv in a tzibur. What happens also if you have a case? This is a different scenario. A person wants to daven ma'ariv together with the tzibur. V'im yam denad achre chazar shliach tzibur. As a tefillah, he's going to wait until the shliach tzibur concludes the davening. He's going to have to daven ma'ariv. He's going to miss the minyan ma'ariv. Then what should he should do? The same thing. Yispal mincha im chazar shliach tzibur. He shouldn't wait until the chazan finishes his entire chazar shashat, and then he'll start davening his private shmoneser, and then miss the minyan ma'ariv. Rather, he should daven together with the chazan and the shliach tzibur. He should daven silently together with the chazan the shmoneser. V'bas samach l'kedusha yamtin ad lach shemar shliach tzibur akel hakodesh v'yane amen. If he's able to, if he came after the chazan already started the Hoichas Shmoneser, then he should just be silent, answer Kedusha together with everybody, answer Amen on Akel HaKadosh, and then start his davening. Even though by doing this, he's going to miss out on the opportunity on answering Amen of Shemayat Tefillah and Moedim, which are both Chiyuvim as well as much as Kedusha is a chiyuv. So why do we tell him just wait for Kedusha and then after that and Akela Kodesh and then start your still Shemana? So maybe you should wait. Zakhtar, no. In this case, davening, Mikomakam Hachi, in this case, other three Melafsit feels Arvas and Matzibur. It's better miss Moidim and Shemayat Filo, the Amen for those, and in order for yourself to be able to daven and Maid together with the minion afterwards. Mikolshkin, Mashai, Beres, Mizman Mincha, how much more so if it's not just an early Maidiv, but you're Pasha going to miss this Man Mincha if you wait until the Chazan says Moidim and says. And says Shemayat Filin, you're waiting to answer. Oh, and then you can miss all Zman Mai and Mai the Zman Mincha. In that case, for sure, you should daven the Hoichash, or you should wait and answer just a Kehil HaKadosh, Amen, and Kedusha, and then you start davening your coin.